Mrs. Lee, reel 3.
Mrs. Lee, when you went to work at the copper works after being in Scarborough, at the Scarborough bag factory, and you were driving the overhead cranes, were there other girls doing the same kind of work?
Pardon?
Were there other girls doing the same kind
of
work?
Oh, yes, yes.
How many of you were doing that kind of work?
10-day shift, 10-night shift. And when 1919 came, or the approach of 1919, they stopped a lot of them. And they stopped a lot of the single girls, and I was the only married one, and they kept me on. So it caused a lot of controversy. So anyway, one of them, she was born of German parents, Lily Biro. She kicked up a commotion that they stopped a lot of single girls and kept me on. So they had a meeting in the canteen, and they called Mr. Fraser the headman. I can't remember the name of the next man to him that attended to all such things. He told them in the canteen, he said, he mentioned to them about there was no need to be this commotion. And why they'd kept Convair Lee on was she was a good conscientious worker. She knew her job.
So you were the only woman left working on this job?
They put boys on her, young boys.
So instead of the women, they put the boys on after the war?
Yes.
And you were the only woman left doing this work?
There was two women.
Two women.
There was another one and myself. And then they started, order work got a bit slack. And they started setting a lot of young boys on. And there was young boys driving these cranes, and there was another female besides myself. But it caused a lot of commotion. This German-born girl, she said, why should you keep a married woman up? Well, she's getting money from her husband. I got 12 and 6 a week, he got, when he was married. For an ordinary private, you got 12 and 6 a week. So this Lily Biro, she carried on. She was the instigator of the bother. But they got no satisfaction because they still kept me on. And then I left to go to Ireland, take my husband to Ireland. And then I went back again. They sent for me to go back, and I went back. But there's one thing. I've worked hard all my life, but I've always had decent bosses, because for the simple reason I've always felt I wanted to earn my wage. I've always done the best at any job I've been in, and I've had some decent bosses to work for. I've never been sacked from a place yet, so that's something to be grateful for, isn't it? Or proud of.
Do you remember whether the commotion was started because the girls were being sacked or because you were being kept on?
Well, you see, there wasn't as many orders. There was no need to have so many. And furthermore, the idea of finishing these girls was there were 19, 20, 20 odd. The idea was, I think, that's my version, that the idea is to stop the people who was getting the high wages to start these young boys for less money, you see. And I think that was the idea. And for keeping me on, I could never tell why any other than what the main man said. I was a good conscientious worker.
I expect you were showing the others what to do also. You could show the young boys what to do.
Yes. No.
No.
Mr. Rayton, he was the head electrician. And Sammy Rayton, he was the head electrician. He took the boys around for a week to train them. And then after they'd been with Sammy Rayton, the electrician, giving them all instructions. We would take them, the other lady and myself would take them round, showing them how to use the trolleys, you know, the ropes, controls. But I think, really, while they stopped all those women on the cranes, oh, they stopped a lot in the factory, the floor. And I think why they stopped the women, the older women on the cranes and put these boys in was cutting expenses, like a lot of them are doing today. Well, it's a repetition of 1919, what they're doing today. It's a repetition, I think so. And anyway, I had a rather nice time at the Copperworks. I enjoyed working there. And it wasn't what you call a healthy job because, well, at that time my hair was jet black. And I used to have to bend over the Bosches with the acid. But you see the style today where people have their hair bleached at the front. Well, my hair went like that, just at the front, with bending over the Bosches where the acid was, because we used to have to put the tubes in this hot acid. Well, the hot tubes used to make the acid hot, and then the fumes used to come up like that. It was a very unhealthy job. But nevertheless, I was very happy there. And getting up at six, getting up at five to be at work at six didn't bother me at all. And furthermore, the people today don't know the bone. We used to have to walk up that Copperworks Lane, sometimes up to our knees in sludge from the sand and gravel place. And we walked there in the blackout. Now, today, there's buses meets them at the Corn Exchange and takes them there.
Mrs. Lee, do you remember what the other girls at the copper factory did? What did they? What else were women engaged in doing?
In the Copperworks. Well, there was a lot of them was in the inspection department. They used to make tubes like stair rods, like the old-fashioned stair rods. They used to make them. And there used to be a lot of them doggers up. What you call dogging up is where they're putting tubes through dices. These girls used to put the tooth of the dog into another fixture to draw that tube through this round dice. It was what you call stretching a tube to a diameter which was needed. And then there was a lot were labourers. They would fetch all scrap copper from the machines and take into the scrap department to be melted to make liquid copper or liquid brass. And they mostly worked on benches or labouring, and or they would be in the tube department where they used to make these tubes like stair rods, and they would pack them. They would inspect them. There was inspectors. There was packed. There was doggers up. All very interesting work. And the labourers, I imagined many times that their job was rather interesting because they used to push big bogies and they used to have to, with forks and gloves, put this stuff in the bogies. And then they used to go all around the factory to get to the refinery to take these bogies. Sometimes I used to think it was rather interesting. It was only a low-down job, but it was a very valuable job.
How many women were working at this factory? Do you remember, approximately?
At the Copperworks? Oh, my goodness. There would be about 1,000. A massive place. Oh, there was such a lot of departments.
And were they making anything for the war? Were they making munitions material?
Yes. Oh, yes. You know, all these tubes they were making, and the smaller... They were all munition... munition goods. They were all for the war effort. They were all that was needed for the war effort. And they used to make copper caps to fix on some type of gun. And they used to make brass taps, which used to be to fix on some type of Brenner gun, I think. The brass taps was for the Brenner guns, and the copper taps was for a heavier gun. But they used to produce a vast amount of goods.
Do you remember any trouble there between the management and the people who worked there? Was there ever any trouble? It was good management, was it?
No. Now, if there was any argument or any debate or any dissatisfaction going on, Mr. Fraser used to come. I'm trying to remember, I can see the gentleman, but I can't remember his name, the next man.
Doesn't matter.
And they would have a meeting in the canteen. And strange to say, and it's the truth, when there was any meeting or any controversy, anything to do with the works, they used to put a box in the middle of the canteen floor. And this, I can't remember his name, he used to say, "Convey Lee." And they used to have me on this box. And they would have me pass my version of the debate. And whatever my version was, it went. But there was never goings on in a very big factory like that, like there is in the factories today. Never. If there was anything...
What was the trouble about? What was the argument usually about? Wages? Peace work?
No. Probably there would be over the lunches. We used to get anything there. You see, there was the rationing. And then there would be a debate of how much holiday, Easter, Whitsuntide, bank holiday. And we got a week's holiday with no pay. We got no pay in those days. If you had holiday, there was no pay. If you worked, you got your pay. But there was never, to my knowledge, all the time I worked there, any controversy, any upset over wages. No, nothing like there is today.
Were you on time work or piece work?
No, I was unpaid. Average weekly wage.
And how much did you get there?
£2.10.
Right up to the end of the war, right up to 1919.
Yes, that was from 1916 to 1919. And we worked six in the morning till 6 at night. And we had to be up in those conveyors at 5 minutes to 6, not 5 minutes past. We used to have to be in those conveyors for when the buzzer 6 o'clock went, we were ready to sail out. And that was 6 days. That was 6 in the morning, 6 at night. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and half day Saturday. And there were happier people than what they are today, and they're getting all the money they get.